Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather, and if you're just now joining us on this part of the podcast, we are reading through the Bible chronologically using the New Living Translation, 1 year chronological Bible. And so today we are in March the 16th, folks, March the 16th, and we're going to dive right into God's Word. And Lord God, I just ask that you bless the reading of your word this evening. So March the 16th, a warning against idolatry. This is Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. And it happened about 1405 or 1239 BC. And I've got my coffee this evening, folks, and we're going to dive into the word of God. What a blessing. Okay, so here we go. So suppose there are prophets among you or those who dream dreams about the future, and they promise you signs or miracles, and the predicted signs or miracles occur. If they then say, come, let us worship other gods, gods you have not known before, do not listen to them. The Lord your God is testing you to see if you truly love him with all your heart and soul. Serve only the Lord your God and fear him alone. Obey his commands, listen to his voice, and cling to him. The false prophets or visionaries who try to lead you astray must be put to death, for they encourage rebellion against the Lord your God, who redeemed you from slavery and brought you out of the land of Egypt. Since they tried to lead you astray from the way the Lord your God commanded you to live, you must put them to death. In this way, you will purge the evil from among you. Suppose someone secretly entices you, even your brother, your son or daughter, your beloved wife, or your closest friend, and says, let us go worship other gods, gods that neither you nor your ancestors have known. They might suggest that you worship the gods of people who live nearby or who come from the ends of the earth. But do not give in or listen. Have no pity and do not spare or protect them. You must put them to death. Strike the first blow yourself, and then all the people must join in. Stone the guilty ones to death because they have tried to draw you away from the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery. Then all Israel will hear about it and be afraid, and no one will act so wickedly again. When you begin living in the towns the Lord your God has given you, you may hear that scoundrels among you are leading their fellow citizens astray by saying, let us go worship other gods, gods you have not known before. In such cases, you must examine the facts carefully. If you find that the report is true and such a detestable act has been committed among you, you must attack that town and completely destroy all its inhabitants, as well as all the livestock. Then you must pile all the plunder in the middle of the open square and burn it. Burn the entire town as a burnt offering to the Lord your God. That town must remain a ruin forever and may never be rebuilt. Keep none of the plunder that has been set apart for destruction. Then the Lord will turn from his fierce anger and be merciful to you. He will have compassion on you and make you a large nation, just as he swore to your ancestors. The Lord your God will be merciful only if you listen to his voice and keep all his commands that I am giving you today. Do what pleases him. Ceremonially clean and unclean animals. Since you are the people of the Lord your God, never cut yourself or shave the hair above your foreheads in mourning for the dead. You have been set apart as holy to the Lord your God, and he has chosen you from all the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure. You must not eat any detestable animals that are ceremonially unclean. These are the animals you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the addax, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. You may eat any animal that has completely split hooves and chews the cud, but if the animal doesn't have both, it may not be eaten. So you may not eat the camel, the hare, or the hyrax. They chew the cud, but do not have split hooves, so they are ceremonially unclean for you. And you may not eat the pig. It has split hooves, but does not chew the cud, so it is ceremonially unclean for you. You may not eat the meat of these animals or even touch their carcasses. Of all the marine animals, you may eat whatever has both fins and scales. You may not, however, eat marine animals that do not have both fins and scales. They are ceremonially unclean for you. You may eat any bird that is ceremonially clean. These are the birds you may not eat: the griffon vulture, the bearded vulture, the black vulture, the kite, the falcon, buzzards of all kinds, ravens of all kinds, the eagle owl, the short-eared owl, the seagull, hawks of all kinds, the little owl, the great owl, the barn owl, the desert owl, the Egyptian vulture, the cormorant, the stork, herons of all kinds, the hoopoe, and the bat. All winged insects that walk along the ground are ceremonially unclean for you and may not be eaten, but you may eat any winged bird or insect that is ceremonially clean. You must not eat anything that has died a natural death. You may give it to a foreigner living among your town, or you may sell it to a stranger, but do not eat it yourselves, for you are set apart as holy to the Lord your God. You must not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. The giving of tithes, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 to 29. You must set aside a tithe of your crops, one-tenth of all the crops you harvest each year. Bring this tithe to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored, and eat it there in his presence. This applies to your tithes of grain, new wine, olive oil, and the firstborn males of your flocks and herds. Doing this will teach you always to fear the Lord your God. Now, when the Lord your God blesses you with a good harvest, the place of worship he chooses for his name to be honored might be too far for you to bring the tithe. If so, you may sell the tithe portion of your crops and herds, put the money in a pouch, and go to the place the Lord your God has chosen. When you arrive, you may use the money to buy any kind of food you want: cattle, sheep, goats, wine, or other alcoholic drink. Then feast there in the presence of the Lord your God and celebrate with your household. And do not neglect the Levites in your town, for they will receive no allotment of land among you. At the end of every third year, bring the entire tithe of that year's harvest and store it in the nearest town. Give it to the Levites, who will receive no allotment of land among you, as well as the foreigners living among you, the orphans and the widows in your town, so they can eat and be satisfied. Then the Lord your God will bless you in all your work. Release for debtors. This is Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. At the end of every seventh year, you must cancel the debts of everyone who owes you money. This is how it must be done. Everyone must cancel the loans they have made to their fellow Israelites. They must not demand payment from their neighbors or relatives, for the Lord's time of release has arrived. This release from debt, however, applies only to your fellow Israelites, not to the foreigners living among you. There should be no poor among you, for the Lord your God will greatly bless you in the land he is giving you as a special possession. You will receive this blessing if you are careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The Lord your God will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but will never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you. But if there are any poor Israelites in your town when you arrive in the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Instead, be generous and lend them whatever they need. Do not be mean-spirited and refuse someone a loan because the year for canceling debts is close at hand. If you refuse to make the loan and the needy person cries out to the Lord, you will be considered guilty of sin. Give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. There will always be some in the land who are poor. That is why I'm commanding you to share freely with the poor and with other Israelites in need. Release for Hebrew slaves, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 through 18. If a fellow Hebrew sells himself or herself to be your servant and serves you for 6 years, in the seventh year you must set that servant free. When you release a male servant, do not send him away empty-handed. Give him a generous farewell gift from your flock, your threshing floor, and your winepress. Share with him some of the bounty with which the Lord your God has blessed you. Remember that you were once slaves in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I'm giving you this command. But suppose your servant says, "I will not leave you," because he loves you and your family, and he has done well with you. In that case, take it all and push it through his earlobe into the door. After that, he will be your servant for life, and do the same for your female servants. You must not consider it a hardship when you release your servants. Remember that for 6 years, they have given you services worth double the wages of hired workers, and the Lord your God will bless you in all you do. Sacrificing firstborn male animals. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 19 through 23. You must set aside for the Lord your God all the firstborn males from your flocks and herds. Do not use the firstborn of your herds to work your fields, and do not shear the firstborn of your flocks. Instead, you and your family must eat these animals in the presence of the Lord your God each year at the place he chooses. But if the firstborn animal has any defect, such as lameness or blindness, or if anything else is wrong with it, you must not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. Instead, use it for food for your family in your hometown. Anyone, whether ceremonially clean or unclean, may eat it, just as anyone may eat a gazelle or deer. But you must not consume the blood. You must pour it out on the ground like water. Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. In honor of the Lord your God, celebrate the Passover each year in the early spring in the month of Abib, for that was the month in which the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Your Passover sacrifice may be from either the flock or the herd, and it must be sacrificed to the Lord your God at the designated place of worship, the place he chooses for his name to be honored. Eat it with bread made without yeast. For 7 days the bread you eat must be made without yeast, and when you escaped from Egypt in such a hurry. As when you escaped from Egypt in such a hurry. Eat this bread, the bread of suffering, so that as long as you live, you will remember the day you departed from Egypt. Let no yeast be found in any house throughout your land for those 7 days. When you sacrifice a Passover lamb on the evening of the first day, do not let any of the meat remain until the next morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover in just any of the towns that the Lord your God is giving you. You must offer it only at the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. Sacrifice it there in the evening as the sun goes down on the anniversary of your exodus from Egypt. Roast the lamb and eat it in the place the Lord your God chooses. Then you may go back to your tents the next morning. For the next 6 days, you may not eat any bread made with yeast. On the seventh day, proclaim another holy day in honor of the Lord your God, and no work may be done on that day. The Festival of Harvest. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 9 through 12. Count off 7 weeks from when you first begin to cut the grain at the time of harvest. Then celebrate the Festival of Harvest to honor the Lord your God. Bring him a voluntary offering in proportion to the blessings you have received from him. This is a time to celebrate before the Lord your God at the designated place of worship he will choose for his name to be honored. Celebrate with your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites from your towns, and the foreigners, orphans, and widows who live among you. Remember that you were once slaves in Egypt, so be careful to obey all these decrees. The Festival of Shelters, Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 through 17. You must observe the Festival of Shelters for 7 days at the end of the harvest season. After the grain has been threshed and the grapes have been pressed, the festival will be a happy time of celebrating with your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows from your towns. For 7 days, you must celebrate this festival to honor the Lord your God at the place he chooses, for it is he who blesses you with bountiful harvest and gives you success in all your work. This festival will be a time of great joy for all. Each year, every man in Israel must celebrate these 3 festivals, the Festival of Unleavened Bread, the Festival of Harvest, and the Festival of Shelters. On each of these occasions, all men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he chooses, but they must not appear before the Lord without a gift for him. All must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. Folks, I hope you enjoyed that this evening as we travel through the Bible chronologically. I sure am enjoying it. You know, I'm telling you what, it is such a blessing to read the Lord's Word And just to see it from a chronological point, it's been a really big eye opener to me, you know, to see how these things have how played out in history. And it's very exciting. And I'm very thankful that you guys are joining me on this journey. And as always, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. One other thing, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, the Bible says that today is a day of salvation. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, the Bible tells us. And so, you know, we've all done things. We've all have sinned. If you've ever told a lie or stolen anything or anything, you have sinned against the holy God. And we deserve death. But God made a way for us. So God sent his only begotten Son to live a perfect, sinless life. He was all God, all man, born of the Virgin Mary. You know, he died. He was crucified on a cross for our sins. He took the wrath of God upon himself in our place. It should have been us. It should have been you and I there. But the Lord Jesus loved us so much that he died for our sins. And so today, if you cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ, ask him to save you. He will. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, and he will forgive you of his sins. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, and he will. And if you do that today, you will be a brand new creation, the Bible says. Brand new. All of your sins and all of that stuff is gone under the blood of Jesus Christ. It's washed away. You were washed and sanctified, means set apart. You were justified, means just as if I've never sinned. So today you can be a brand new creation in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you'll make that decision today. It's a personal decision. Time is very short. The rapture is soon to happen. At any moment, we could be snatched away just like that. Or, you know, if you don't go in the rapture, or if you're left behind, you could also die of a heart attack. Anything can happen. We're not guaranteed anything. So just think about that. Time is very, very short. And I pray that you would make that decision for the Lord Jesus Christ today. It'll be the best eternal decision you'll ever make. Your life will never be the same. So guys, I am going to get out of here with that. So as always, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.